Fill Her Up, how one Wichita business is helping the environment one bottle at a time. I'm Tom Schein, and welcome to The Range.
Support for The Range comes from McCowan Gordon Construction, Fidelity Bank, and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
Coming up, we venture out into the windswept Kansas prairie.
The seasonal changes are just phenomenal.
But first, what do you do when you run out of shampoo? If you're like me, you probably throw the bottle away, maybe recycle it, and buy a new one. Rinse and repeat. But all those bottles have to go somewhere. In 2018, the EPA says almost 27 million tons of plastic ended up in landfills. Nadia Foe takes us to a new store in Wichita that's trying to break that cycle.
Okay, I got your bottle, Wade.
Jamie Seipel and her son Cal are at Greatville to top off a bottle of laundry detergent from a massive vat.
That or the lavender spearmint.
Do I push this down?
Pull it up.
Oh, pull it up. Yeah.
The store on East Douglas in the Douglas Design District is Wichita's first refill shop. You won't find prepackaged bottles or containers here, just rows of dispensers filled with everything from shampoo and lotion to dish soap and floor cleaner. Owner Maddie Brown says she'd seen the concept in other bigger cities and wanted Wichita to have one.
It also stemmed a lot from my own health journey and just realizing the impact that these toxic chemicals that I was being exposed to had on my body. And I then became really passionate about switching our products over to natural products, which got me passionate about zero waste products as well.
You can bring in a used bottle of your own from home or buy one at the store, then fill it with the product you want. The store opened in mid-March, and Brown has already seen customers come in for a refill. She says everything in the store is stuff she uses at home in her daily life. Organic cleaners that are safe to use around her 2.5-year-old daughter, bamboo kitchen brushes, reusable totes to replace disposable plastic bags.
I mean, there's so many different reasons why this is important, and I think each one is enough to get them in our doors. The crisis that plastic is causing in our country is very evident in our oceans and our landfills and just the microplastics everywhere. That is very obvious to people. People see that and can drive past the landfill and see why that's so important to do zero waste. But then people are realizing more and more the toxic chemicals that are in their everyday products. It hasn't been hard to convince people, at least, to come here.
The products aren't too pricey. Everything's under $1 an ounce, but it does take some added effort to make the switch. Brown says with the time and with the addition of some more products, she hopes Greatville becomes a go-to alternative.
I would just love to get this to be the point where this is the norm for people. When they run out of their toilet cleaner, they're like, oh, we're going to go to Greatville to refill that, because they don't need to go buy another plastic bottle at the store. But yeah, so I just really want to get this to be the point where this is just part of your everyday life.
Brown says even one small lifestyle change can have a big impact. And Greatville measures its success with a counter on the back wall that Brown updates by hand daily. 944 plastic bottles kept out of landfills and counting. For The Range, I'm Nadia Foe.
The tall grass prairie once covered more than 170 million acres across North America. Today, only about 4% is left, and most of it can be found in the Flint Hills. On this month's Hidden Kansas, Lou Ann Stevens takes us to a site where researchers study the prairie and hikers experience it year-round.
Early spring is a time of change. It starts slowly, but quickly gains momentum with each day bringing something new. The prairie is a perfect example.
The seasonal changes are just phenomenal.
That's Dr. John Blair, a professor at Kansas State University and director of the Kansa Prairie Biological Station, and my guide for the day. The research station studies what makes a prairie function the way it does.
And how can we learn about prairies in a way that will let us conserve them so that the natural resources and the biodiversity that they provide will be available for future generations?
Access to the biological station is limited to researchers, but right next to it is a public hiking trail, nearly 7 miles long, that travels from the tree-lined creeks to the tops of the hills. I visited the area a few weeks ago at that perfect point between winter and spring. The Flint Hills were still mostly shades of gold, but the signs of change were there. new grass beginning to push through the soil, and trees showing a hint of green.
And once the flowers start to come out, it's a regular progression throughout the whole year.
At the start, the trail winds through lower fields and over bridges, crossing Kings Creek. There were a lot of people who thought this was a great day to get out and enjoy nature. John says when the trail is less crowded, you can see deer, wild turkeys, lots of bird species, and frogs in the lower areas where we were. Eventually, the path left the trees and started to climb.
The hill gets steeper.
Oh, good.
After a while, there were limestone steps aiding the ascent, but it was still steep, really steep.
We do an annual fall race, but we tried spring one this year, and so that was just last weekend. And the longest part of the race was 20 miles.
Oh, my Lord.
Up and down these hills.
Oh, my God.
It took another 10 to 15 minutes, but we reached the top, gasping for breath. Okay, that was just me. And elated. The view is worth it. The hills stretch out ahead, the grass blowing in the wind. You can see where they've burned some of the area, black soil with limestone layers peeking through. In other directions, there was the bright green of winter wheat in the distant fields. The trail continues over hills, and from the top you can see just how many people were there. John Blair is happy to see the visitors engaging with nature, but he hopes they take away something deeper than just a nice day outside.
If that's what gets them out here in the first place, that's great. But what they'll notice along the way is there's incredible biodiversity out here, and there's a sense of peacefulness, of belonging, that I think it's very difficult to find in a more urban and a more developed setting.
For The Range, I'm Lou Ann Stevens.
Hidden Kansas explores intriguing spots across our state. You can learn more about the Kansas Prairie Trails at kmuw.org. And one last thing. Today is Linwood Sexton's birthday. I first met him in the mid-1980s when I was a sports writer covering Wichita State athletics. Linwood was one of the greatest Shockers ever. All-conference in football three times, a letterman in track and basketball. All of it in an era when he couldn't make road trips to southern states because he was black. And when he did travel, he often couldn't eat or stay with his white teammates. Despite the discrimination and hatred he endured, Linwood lived a life of quiet dignity. He was warm, patient, and a great storyteller. Linwood passed away in 2017, but during his lifetime, he was a mentor to many athletes and students, and at least one sports writer. Thanks for joining us on The Range. Today's show was produced by Nadia Foe and Lou Ann Stevens. Torrin Anderson composed our theme music. I'm Tom Schein, and this is KMUW, NPR for Wichita.